If you've searched for bid management software, you've probably noticed something. Most of what's out there was built for a different audience. Construction firms managing $50 million projects, procurement teams at enterprise organizations, general contractors running 30 subcontractors on a single job site. Property management operates differently. You're managing multiple smaller-scale capital projects simultaneously. Your vendors range from national contractors to local specialists. Your output isn't a construction schedule. It's a clear recommendation that ownership can approve with confidence. And the software you choose needs to reflect that workflow. Start with your workflow, not the software. Before you evaluate any tool, map your current process honestly. How do bids arrive? Email, PDFs, handwritten estimates. Where does comparison happen? Spreadsheets, Word docs, memory? Who needs to see the output? And what causes the most delays? These questions matter because the answers tell you what to prioritize. If your biggest bottleneck is vendors submitting inconsistent formats, you need a structured intake tool. If it's rebuilding comparison reports for every project, you need something that produces presentation-ready output. If it's losing institutional knowledge when team members leave, you need vendor performance tracking. One managing director with 30 years in the industry told us she'd sat through demos of the larger platforms. The Yardies, the RealPages, and their construction modules were just too much. She hadn't found a good software on the bidding and project management end that actually fit how her team works. Five capabilities that actually matter. Not features, capabilities. Features are what vendors put on a checklist. Capabilities are what the tool actually helps you do in practice. The full guide breaks down five of them in detail, but here's the framework. First, structured bid intake that doesn't burden your vendors. If vendor adoption is low, you're back to email and manual entry. The submission process should take minutes, not hours. Second, side-by-side comparison with leveling support. The tool should help you see where bids align and where they diverge, and support your leveling process, not automate it without your input. Third, documentation that travels upward. Your output isn't a dashboard. It's a recommendation that asset managers and owners can review and approve. The tool should produce clean, shareable summaries without requiring you to rebuild them in another program. Fourth, vendor performance history. The knowledge about which vendors deliver and which don't usually lives in individual PM's memories. When someone leaves, that knowledge disappears. A good tool captures it. And fifth, it should work with your existing stack, not against it. You already use Yardi or AppFolio or RealPage for day-to-day operations. Bid management software should complement that, not try to replace it. The questions that cut through a demo. The guide includes six specific questions to ask during every vendor demo. Questions designed to cut through the polished presentation and reveal how the tool actually performs under real conditions. Things like how long it takes a first-time vendor to submit a bid, what the output looks like when you present to ownership, and whether the team that built it actually understands property management workflows. One owner and investor we spoke with put it simply. He'd want to know if a vendor wasn't communicating well, or if they were difficult to work with. Why would you call those people back? That kind of institutional memory is exactly what the right tool should capture. The full evaluation guide, with all five capabilities broken down, the complete list of demo questions, and a three-step evaluation framework you can start using this week, is right here on this page. If you're considering software for your bid process, it's the most practical read you'll find.